Okay, part two. So the Gemara on Daf Zayin tells us that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, we have Gezel and Yosha Abaylim, Shnei Menim Chalom Lakdisha. So you have Gezel, Kodem Yosh, both the Gazlon and the Nigzal aren't able to be Makdisha. Why? Zel Fishayna Shalom, Zel Fishayna Bershusa. So it's not Shalom of the Gazlon, it's not Bershus of the Nigzal. So the first shaila is, what's the relationship between these two different components? What's the relationship between the chisaron of the einer shelo and the chisaron of the einer bershuso? Now, b'pashtos, you would say, what would you say, Rabbi? If you just read the Gemara, what would you say? How would you say they're two different dinim, no? What would you say? I'm not pashtos. The inability of the einer shelo and the inability of the einer bershuso. Are you just repeating? Are you about to repeat what I just said?
Are you just saying it because I was spacing out
before? No, were you? I didn't even know that you were.
I was writing stuff.
Yeah, unbelievable. So, Pashas, you would say that Enosh Shelo and Enosh Bershuso are two separate dinim, and they're two different chisornos. And you might say that there are certain things that the Enosh Shelo cannot do that the Enosh Bershuso can do. Why would you say that?
There's one bias here, right? This guy has part of the bias. This guy has part of the bias.
So you're saying that that's not pashtus in the Gemara?
Yeah, why do you have two separate dinim for the same thing?
I agree with you.
What? Zilfish?
No, because they're both different. You don't have full bias. This guy has the bias. That's why this guy has the bias.
Yeah, but they're two separate chisronos, right? One's a chisron in bias, one's a chisron in rishus. So I would have said that in halacha, there are some dinim that are taloi in rishus, and there are some dinim that are taloi in bias. In which case, I would draw a line over here, and I'd say dinim that are talei on rishus, so those the gazlan could do; dinim that are talei on bailus, those the nigzal could do, right? Okay. I might have said that. No.
All right.
You don't think so?
I'm convinced.
I'm saying it's a pretty clear chila.
What? That in itself it's a chiddush of idea of rishus.
Right. So rishus seems right. The idea of rishus seems to be a chiddush. Now, I also could have said that rishus is not a sufficient condition ever. At best, rishus is a necessary condition. Right? Meaning I would say...
Hectic, you're saying.
No, in terms of halacha, I would say that rishus never gives you rights. Rishus is just a necessary condition in addition to having bailus. But I'm saying I could cut it both ways. I would say it's a big chiddush to say that rishus is ever a sufficient condition. I don't own it, but because it's in my possession, I could do things to it.
I would say that's... You do own it, but it's not your rishus.
I don't know. So that's the difference between necessary condition and a sufficient condition. A sufficient condition means that rishus gives me sufficient rights such that I could do certain things to it. A necessary condition would mean that everybody agrees you always need bailus. The shaila is, are there certain things that need more than bailus? Right?
Yeah.
Fine. So it's when we have this distinction between rishus and bailus, right? So I could say, zayin yochel lakdisho because ain't a brishuso. So I said, so do I infer from there that there may be dinim and halacha that are purely dependent on rishus? I don't need bailus. I just need possession. Right, so maybe I could be makdish, or I could be mechil, a certain kind of hektish or truma, with just rishus, even without bailus. Or do I say that rishus only comes in as a necessary condition? In our sugya, it's a necessary condition. Meaning, in addition to bailus, I also need rishus in order to be makdish. Take away the rishus, bailus is insufficient. So I'm just saying, so the question we raise in Shir is Rishos just another way of saying Einosh Shelo? Or is Rishos a different area of Halacha? We have two Lishonos in Yossi's. Yossi's Mishnah Rishona was that they're the same, and his Mishnah Achrona was that they're different. Right? We also had two Lishonos in Josh. Right? Initially agreed with Yossi. And then you were Chuzer even before he was Chuzer. It's pretty easy crowd today. Throw out a svara and everyone's chozer from. Unbelievable. So how do we view these? How do we view these two different categories? Vezed einer shelo, vezed einer bershuso. So the Gemara brings in this distinction of Rabbi Yochanan and says that you need bailos and rishus to be makdish, and then the Gemara says, but in karkos b'mesusa, that's only with respect to mesusa metalatlin, mesusa mekarki. So even though it's not in your rishus, or I shouldn't say that, even though they're arguing about it, if you're dealing with karkos, as long as you're able to motzi b'dayanim, you're able to be makdish it. So my shna metaltli mikarkos. Why by metaltlin is there a chisar of ena shalov ena bershusa, whereas karkos, as long as you're yachal otzi b'dayanim, the hekdish is chal. So Rashi explains the chol hechad isa bershusa demari isa the karka ena nixelas. Since karka ena nixelas, al pidin karka is considered bershus hanigzel. So Yish Lachor Bekavanas Rashi. Rashi's saying that Karka in general is always Bershus Bailam. As an afkamina of that, you see Karka in Exelus. Karka in Exelus is itself a function of Kalei Chadisa Bershus Edemarisa, and therefore Karka is always Bershus. Or is Rashi saying the reason why Karka is still considered in Yershus is because Ein Gzela LeKarkos. Because al pidin we paskin that there are no kinyan gzela on the karka. Nafkamina could have held yesh gzela the karkos, but still have held kol echad isa b'shusay demari isa on the hektish eschal. Okay. Or put differently, you might say, what undermines the reshus l'inyan your ability to be makdish? Is that a function of kinyan gzela? And since karka is impervious to kinyan gzela memela, it's always in your rishus, or is that a function of just physical control over the object, even without kinyan egzela? So Akiva Eger here asks essentially this question on the Gemara, and he says, I don't understand the chiluk between karka and metaltlin. The whole chiluk between karka and metaltlin is kinyan egzela. Since there are no kinyan egzela in the karka and mela, it's always rishus hanigzel. But if that's the case, then huadin by metaltlin without a kinyan egzela. I said, there's no Maisa Kinyan from the Ganov. So the Metaltlin physically are in the Rishus of the Ganov, but Al Pidin he doesn't have Kinyan Igzela. So do I say it? That undermines the Nigzal's ability to be Makdish. That's Rekiv Eger's Kasha. Rekiv Eger's Choker like this. It's Mashon from the Gemara, where I think that the only difference between Karka and Metaltlin is Kinyan Igzela, as Rashi seems to say and as Avinah Hananel seems to indicate. So if that's the case, then even by metaltalin, if there's no kinyan gzela, so the nigzal could still be makdish.
Why would there be no kinyan gzela?
So there are sometimes we could have gzela without a kinyan gzela. So this case of mesusa, they're both fighting over the mesusa.
In that case,
but Kivager assumes that there wouldn't be a kinyan gzela here, because they're standing in the street and they're arguing over it. Okay. So he says, I don't understand. Why should it be talion karka versus metaltalin? Should it be talion kinyan or no kinyan?
Wouldn't that mean perhaps be a proof that Tosos understands the Gemara as saying that if it is Makdish, I'm reviewing being Makdish as an actual Tekifa?
Yeah, but it wouldn't be a Maisa. It may not be a Maisa. It's not going to be a Kinyan Gzela.
Well, if it's not yours, then you get a
Maisa Tekifa. A Maisa Tekifa may not be sufficient. I don't think it's sufficient for creating Kinyan Gzela. You need like a real Maisa Kinyan. It may work for Shinoi Rishus after you already have a Kinyan Gzela and after you have Yish, but that itself won't be a Kinyan Gzela.
Thing where we were just saying, just to reiterate, you could have just said that Mesuta really, he is holding on to it. He's
right, that's not how Rabbi Kivyeger learns. V'im kein hachavim Mesuta zagzilem ad amar didihu.
He's holding on to it, but it doesn't mean anything. That's the whole point of Karkin and Exelis. There is no such thing as the piece.
But this is within the tzad that it's Mesuta metaltali. Within the tzad that it's a Mesuta metaltali.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the Sokha Daitach of the Gemara before it said Karki, as we know. So here's the shaila. So if I say like Rabbi Akiva Eger that I need kinyan egzela, then essentially I'm saying that the chisaron of ena bershuso is the chisaron of ena shelo. Why? Because it's not the physical reality that it's not in my rishus. It's the hafka of hektish is totally on him having kinyanim that undermine your kinyanim. So in which case the real reason why ena bershuso doesn't work is because it's Eina Shalom. That was our analysis in Shir. Is everybody good with that? Now, I'm just going to point out that you could have learned that Kinyan Egzela don't undermine Bailus. Kinyan Egzela only undermine Rishus. And Rishus itself is something that's defined not as physical proximity or physical locale, but Rishus might be defined as something formal competing with your Maisa Kinyan.
And what makes us say this?
What?
What makes us so convinced that it really is a problem of bilis?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think it's the assumption that if there's competing bylaws would always be a chisarn in your bylaws. I'm saying you could have very easily learned that a kinyan gzela, even though it's a quasi bylaws that undermines rishus. It never undermines the full bylaws of the nigzal. But that was our assumption in shiur. Our assumption in shiur is that kinyan gzela, if they're a kind of a quasi bylaws, then they undermine your bylaws of the nigzal. Good.
It's not a separate thing.
Saying, are kinyan gzeila chisarn in your bylaws or chisarn in your rishos?
Right, that's
a shaila.
Right.
I'm saying in shir, we're assuming that it would be a chisarn in your bylaws.
Right.
Because the Gemara says that it's in a bershuso. My father was saying that if there are kinyan gzeila, then in a bershuso means eno be byluso. That's our operative assumption. So it's important for the keep the categories in mind. So A, if you say this, so then Ze Ein Yochel Agisho De'Eino Shelo and Ze Ein Abershuso are essentially two ways of saying that it's Eino Shelo. So how do we know that there is a concept of Kinyane Gzela such that the Gazlan has real Dine Bailus on the Chefetz? How do we know that Gazlan is not just occupying your object or seizing your object? How do we know that that turns into a form of a kinyan gzela? So the first raya we brought is the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin Beis. The Gemara is Machlokes between Rav and Rava. So the other shayla is Bab Machteres. Bab Machteres is Matir Asmo Lemisa. So he's essentially forfeiting his life. So according to Rav, we say that he's Kona B'damim. That you say Kimle B'jab Mine, and once he grabs this object, since he could have been killed, so kimle b'jab mine is no chiv to be machzir the object. And Rava says that doesn't make any sense. How could you ever have a kinyan on the chivet hanigzal? At best, the chivet hanigzal is like a pikadon. Kol hechad isa b'shusay demari isa. So I don't care that you took it b'isser. It's his object. So Rava disagrees with Rav. But what Rav seems to be saying is that when I seize the object, b'toras, gzela, so it's not a pikadon kol echad isa b'shus demari isa. There's now a bailos that's created from the gazlan, and since it's his, you could invoke kim le b'jamine to pater him from his chiv to return it. Whereas according to Rava, kim le b'jamine can never pater the gazlan, because not b'toras a chiv tashlumin, it's a chiv to return the object that he took. So according to Rav, it seems that a gazlan has real kinyanim of bailos in the chayfetz, and that's why you could have cases where kim lebijamine would pater him legamri from any chiv hashava. And that's machlokes in Rav and Rava, and the sheet of Rav seems to reflect that there's a real full status of bailos distinct from a kind of shmir on a pikada. Rava says according to Rav, you wouldn't have to pay for it if it's not ba'an.
Okay.
Because then you can invoke kim lebijab mine. If it is ba'an, there's never a havamina.
Okay.
Rav is saying, mistavar milsay derav dafka b'shashavar.
Okay,
but if the chayfet is ba'an, you'd never be able to. Yeah, Rav himself, and the gemara says below he. That's machlokas. If you say that it's a kind of an external chiyuv tashlumin, like nezikin, then you could say, yeah, it's nitan to p'tur kimle. If you say that it's just like a pikadon, I'll never say that pikadon is, my chiyuv to return the pikadon is patered by kimle. Right? That's how Rashi in Sanhedrin explains the machlokas.
Defines the other person, only the original Baal, not the Ganim. The only thing that he has in the stake is because of Beishu's Zedela.
According to Rav.
According to Rav, yeah. So it's like Kamsa is an external, it defines as bias. It's not like I kill somebody and I break something else on the way. No?
What do you mean?
You just said that it's external to the
According bias. To Rav, you have full kinning zela. You have a chiyuv tashlumin to pay back. But that's external to your bailus on the chayfetz. Since your chiv lahachzir is only a chiv tashlumin, so chiv tashlumin is nitan lepitur kimle. If it was a chiv timachzir pikadun that's not yours, you can never say kimle bejamine patters you from a chiv hashava.
According to that right now, what's the first guy relationship to this chayfetz?
He has rights of mamonis.
Rights of mamonis.
Just like he has rights to mamonis from Nezikin.
He has rights to mamonis to Nezikin because the chayfetz used. You would usually have rights to mamonis to Nezikin, right? Because that chayfetz bond to me, you damaged some property, so you owe me money.
No, pasha is because of a chayfetz tashlumen. I had rights to my window. You broke my window. So my rights to the tashlumen are not necessarily because of my bailus on the window. It's because the Torah is mafia a chayfetz Nezikin.
Right. So then, I don't. Do you have a right on that? That's what that guy has a chayfetz for you. For example, if you make a nadir, you're going to give me $100, right? I can't be tevel you invest and give me $100. I have absolutely no right to that $100.
Right.
You have a chiyuv on yourself to give me the $100.
Right.
I don't have any bailus. Meaning, so...
So according to Rav, does the nigdal retain bailus?
So...
Right, so maybe not even.
So then he's not like a bit...
But it is nitan l'tviyah bezden.
With Rav, maybe not, no?
Yeah, it would be kiddush. The Baal Mor assumes the Baal Mor says we paskin like Rav, Midaraisa. So he certainly is not learning that way.
Fine.
According to other Rishon, fine, it's a Shaila. That's a Shaila.
Then I can get there.
But Pashas, everyone would say, Pashas, everyone would say it's Nitan Latvia.
And with regards to how though?
Bezdin.
I understand through Bezdin. I'm saying
right?
His Chiv is a Chiv of the Raisa.
So why not say it's like a Chiv Tashlumen and a Zikin?
Because it's not mine.
I'm saying that Chiyuv Tashlumin and Zikin is never necessarily Tali on Bailos. I think it's an open question. It's not necessarily Tali on my Bailos on the window.
When is there ever a case in the Zikin that's not Tali on Bailos or something?
And you have cases in, let's say, Garmi cases.
Yes.
Where you're Chayev. Like
what? This case?
If you Mazik Hachimil of something.
Hey, a lot of Garmi cases are without bailus on the Chefza, but you're Gurim Hefzid and you're Chayev. So if I tell you I'm going to come to help you and I don't, and I'm Gurim Hefzid, so I'm Chayev for Nezikin, if you assume Garmi is Nezikin, without ever being Mafzid bailus. So I would say it's definitely an existing category. Even without the Balmor. So that's one strong raya that there are full kinyane gzela in the chayfetz. Another interesting raya is the Gemara Bava Kama and Daf Yud Aleph, where the Gemara is mechalik between shamin leganav ulegazlan and ein shamin leganav ulegazlan, but shamin lenezikin. So the din of shamin is, let's say I steal your this is very noga to this the shail of Yasi. If I steal your if I'm mazik your animal. So the din of shaman l'nezikin is that we're shaman the peches. We see how much is the carcass of the animal worth. We check out the difference between what is worth before your mazik, and we were mechayiv you to return the nevela with the difference in value. So how come when it comes to nezikin, we're willing to factor in the destroyed object with respect to gneva and gezela, we're not. So Tosus in Bava Kama and Daf Yud Aleph very nicely distinguishes and says, because in Gzela, your koneh bishas ha-gzela. That itself is the kinyan. So since your koneh bishas ha-gzela, I don't care what happens. Whatever happens to the object later happens b'rshus ha-ganav. He has a chi of mammon from the moment he steals it. So we're never going to include the broken value of the chayfetz from what happens after the ma'aseh gneva. Daf Yud Aleph. And Tosus there. Whereas it comes to Nezikin, so since he's Mechayiv, his Chiyiv comes from the actual Nezik, so then we're going to be Mechayiv in Kemosha Hezik. But by Gazlan, where the Kinyan kicked in, Mamish, Mishas HaGezela, so we're not going to factor in the Me'apechas. Another Raya is a very fascinating Gemara, in Bav Kam and Daf Samechai, where the Gemara says that Keren is evaluated Kein Sheganav, the principle is evaluated from the value of the object B'Shasa Gneva, Kefel and the Dalet B'Heir K'Shasa Amada B'Din. So what's the Chiddush of that Gemara? The Rashba and the Ramban all point out, and they say, obviously, the Gzela is Kishas HaGzela, the Keren is Kishas HaGzela, because that's when the Maisa Aveira happened. That's when the Kinyan happened. So the way they explain the Gemara is that the Chiddush of the Gemara is only with respect to Kefel and Dalet B'Heir. Meaning, Avad, that's never Pasha, you don't need Gzera Sakasiv to tell you Keren B'Shasa HaGzela. That's built into the nature of Isser Gzela and Isser Gneva. That's when the Kinyan happens. The Chiddush is that the Knas of Kefel and Dalet B'Heir, that could be evaluated from some time later. You have another Raya from the Gemara in Bava Kamma and Daf Nun Vav. What the Gemara wants to know is the Gemara in the beginning of Akones. The Gemara wants to know, how do you know that a Ganav is Chayev for Nezikin? So I steal your car, and then I crash it into someone else's car. So Mechatesi, that a Ganav is Chayev for the Nezikin. Better example. I steal your dog, and your dog bites somebody else's dog. So why am I chayav for the nezikin of your crazy animal?
Are you?
Yeah. The Gemara in Bava Kamma assumes that you are. The Gemara says that if you're kones, that's stolen the deer, and then ganavim come, and it causes nezek, so the ganavim are chayav. That's the Gemara in Daf Nun Vav. The Gemara says, pshita, kivin dafku, kaima lab rishu sayu, l'chol mili. Once the ganavim take it out of your rishus, so it's in their rishus, lagabi everything. Still says, what? How do we know that? Tosos has two deos. So one day of Tosos is a chiddush in how we understand the chiyuv shmira. Tosos says, since the Bailim was clearly in charge of the shmira, and now the ganav took it out of the rishus of the Bailim, and the Bailim can no longer guard it because you stole it, so that chiyuv shmira clearly can't be in the Bailim, so it just gets shifted to the person whose rishus the object is in. When it was in my rishus, I was chayiv, so now that you took it out of my rishus, you're chayiv. But it doesn't seem to be a din in Hilchos Gzela. It's the Shmira, is always whoever is in control of the object. But then Tosas says the second day, V'od, Kivan de Gazlan Kamale Birshuse Gamla in Anonsin, Yesh Lakshav Bailam Yosar Mishutaf. V'achim Ashman Lishna de Kamal Birshusai Lachol Mili. Mashu Birshusai Lachol Mili Yesh Alohayel Kan. It seems like Tosas is saying it's a special din in the Kinyan Gzela. Since part of the Kinyan Gzela is that you become a Bailim, so Mela, you're Chayiv and Shmira, just like every Bailim is Chayiv and Shmira. So that day, Antosis of Avakamon and Vav also points to the Ganavim as having a full din Bailus. The Gemara in Avakamon, Daf Samach Tesma Beis, the Gemara wants to know about Ganav Minaganav. So, if you're Gonev Minaganav, the Gemara says that you pay the Kefel to the initial Nigzal. So Ganav min Ganav is not going to pay Kefel to the Ganav. So the Rashba quotes the Yishalmi and says, fine, that's a Dover Pasha. I'm not going to pay Kefel to the Nignav. But do I have a... Who do I pay the Karen to? You have a Nignav, a Ganav, and a Ganav. So the Mar says, you're not going to pay Kefel to the Ganav. That's clear. So the Rashba quotes the Yishalmi that wants to know, what about paying the Keren to the first Ganav? I mean, maybe the Ganav Sheni should pay to the Ganav Rishon Keren. So why would he ever say that? Right? It was Rishuso Shalokadin. So we explained in Shir that no, if you say that the Ganav has a kind of a bailos, so when he stole it, so it was Okin Bershuse, just like Ezechi of Shmira. So Ganav min a Ganav may have a Chi of Keren to the initial Ganav.
Why wouldn't he pay Kefel?
So you wouldn't pay Kefel because you need Rishus. It has to be Rishus, though, with... It has to be sanctioned in his possession.
The Havi was that it would be Kerem Gzela, therefore he would...
So the Tzade, you might have to pay Keren to the Gan of Rishon, is because the Gan of Rishon was Kone.
And what does Yerushalmi conclude?
I think Yerushalmi concludes that you don't. But the point is, Yerushalmi is saying that Kefel is not a Shiloh. The Shaila is with respect to the Karen.
And what is it going to put about the
Karen? Karen's Aido,
so
I think.
Does that mean that there's no Kinyan
Gzela? I'm not sure. I looked up the Yishalmi, and what I found, the Yishalmi that I saw was inconclusive. I mean, or it seemed to say that, oh, you're not going to do this, you're not going to do that. I have to, I, let me look back at the Yerushalmi just to make sure. And the Rashba quotes it, just I'm not sure. The Rashba quotes it on Daf Samach Tes, and it's pretty vague, Yerushalmi. Do you have it, Isaac? It's fine. Yeah, because the Gemara quotes the Ganav mi beis ha'ish v'mi beis ha'ganav. Because the Gzeres HaKosov, you're not going to say Kefel to the beis ha'ganav. That's the distinction. Yes, that's fine for now. Good. So that's all with respect to the bailos that's created by the ganav, and our point is that bailos of the ganav undermines the bailos of the rishus hanigzal. Okay, and you have all these rayas that point to the fact that he's a bailon leinyan shmira leinyan maybe getting the kefel leinyan not having to return the object according to rav leinyan evaluating the keren mishas ha-geneva. All these point to a kind of a bailos. And that is also the assumption. That's the assumption of Riki Vager, that what it takes to undermine your ability to be makdish is bailos. So we pointed to the ktsos in Simen Kuf Nun Zay Shin Nun Dalid, where the ktsos quotes machlokes between Tosos and the Ritva. The Gemara Bava Kama on Samiches on the base. So the Gemara is midame chilul tehektish. Like Mar says, shame that you can't be makdish davar shenah b'rishuso, kach you can't be machal davar shenah b'rishuso. Tosa says, how can you medame chilol to hektish? After all, chilol works even for davar shenah b'rishuso. Okay, and they bring a raya from the Gemara in Kiddushin, where the Gemara says that if you're mishalim, if you're kone avadim or behemah tmeya with maaser sheni, so the din is that you could still be machal it even now, even though the maos is now b'rishus hamocher. So it says, you see that you can mechal something, it's not on your rishus. So Tosa's answer is that no, since it's a kind of a, since had he not have ran away, since the mocher already walks away, so the din is your mechal the most. So it says, since if the mocher wouldn't have walked away, it would have been a mekach tos. Since al pi din, you're not allowed to use the meiser sheni, so we consider that to be shalov ein b'rishusa. That's Tosa's distinction, and remela, it's doma to the case of Rabbi Yochanan. But the Ritva in Kiddushin, quoted by the Ketzos, says no. The reason why you're able to be poda the Maaser Sheni after you gave it to the Mocher, even though it's not in your Rishus, is because the Mocher would have been Sayestina. The Mocher would have been happy to give it back to you. He simply didn't know the Halacha. He already walked away. He didn't realize it was most Maaser Sheni. So since he was Sayestina, so it's still in your rishus, and since it's in your rishus, melu you could be poda. So Tosus brought the Gemara in Kiddushin as a raya that you can mechal davar shena b'rishus, and the Ritva says no, that kufa is in your rishus because it's tayas dina. So we pointed out that this is the Ketzos kufa is zeroing in on the critical discussion here. How do you define b'rishuso? According to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Rishus is really defined as bailos. You need real kinyan gzela. According to the Ritva, that the Ketos is quoting, even when it's mamish not on your Rishus, the very fact that he's willing with Sayas Dina, Alpidin, defines it as being in your Rishus.
This is what
it's from Yochanan. What? So even Yochanan would agree that this chil works. So the shaila is, do you say, so according to Tosos, Tzayas Dina is considered Shelo Bershuso. According to the Ritva, Tzayas Dina is Bershuso. Now Tzayas Dina shouldn't really be a shear in Bailos. Tzayas Dina could only be a shear in Shlita, in control. So the Ketos, according to this Machlokas, seems to, or at least the way Tosos learns the Machlokas, is that Lo Tzayis Dina is going to make it Shalom Rishuska.
Wait. Is it Ritva Lo
Tzayis
Dina?
Yeah, Ritva.
For the Ritva, Lo Tzayis Dina is going to make it non Yerushus. Tzayis Dina will make it in Yerushus.
Right, yeah.
For Tosos, even if he's Tzayis Dina, it's still not going to be considered in Yerushus. So here we kind of step back, and we said, well, maybe even the ksos is not really, even this discussion of tzayis tina is not necessarily, even though it appears to be a shir in rishos, maybe the way halacha defines bailos is not purely in terms of objective ownership and objective legal rights. Maybe part of the way halacha defines ownership is by your control and association with the object. Meaning, the halacha's definition of bailos incorporates notions of rishos. So, for example...
That's going to mean shlita, no?
What? Shlita. Yeah. So, for example, there's a big discussion in the Ravid and the quoted in the Ritva in Sukkah, whether Yisurei Hanar are considered shalom or not shalom. Now, Yisurei Hanar are clearly a case where you have full bailos on the chayfetz. But you might say that once the Torah says that you have no rights of usage, so that itself is a chisaron in your bailos on the object.
Where is that machlokes?
In Lulav HaGazel. I think Lamed Vav, maybe? On Esrog Shal HaSheira. So in the Mishnah, it goes to all these Suyanos, a couple times on the Mishnah. The problem is, what's the problem with all these Suyanos? Some Rishonim say that there, some of them are Ketutei Mecha Shure, some of them are that they're just Asr Bahana. So the Ritva there, I think it's on Lamed Vav, but I have to check. So he quotes this Ravid, and he argues then whether it's Shalom or not. Is it a problem of Ketutei Mecha Shure, is it a problem of Bailos? But the very notion that Enosh, that Yisurei Hana, would be Enosh Shalo, assumes that Bailos is defined by your right to use the chayfetz. Another example in a bit of the opposite direction is Reb Chaim Hilchos Shcheinim. There's a puzzling Yushalmi where the Yushalmi says that if you're a Zorea Sada Shal Hefker, you're Chai B'Chumus and Maestros, even though in general Sada Hefker is always exempt from Chumus and Maestros. There's no Bailos. Reb Chaim explains that no, because Zorea is a kind of a kinyan. Why? Because that's a kinyan of Maisa Yadayim. So you don't need a formal kinyan on the object. Sometimes the very fact that you were Zorea, that you created it, so that gives you a kind of a bailos, even though there's no Maisa kinyan. And that might be sufficient to inyan Chumos to Maestros. So you see that even without formal kinyanim, sometimes you could have an association that's enough to give you a kind of bailos. So if that's the case, and maybe even the shaila of tzayis dina or lo tzayis dina, which seems to be a din in Rishus, might itself be a din in your bailos. If you have control over it, then you're considered a bailon. If you don't, then you're not considered a bailon.
Sorry, where is the Reb
Chaim? Reb Chaim is Hoshchenim.
Are there any pieces there? Or?
I don't think so. I think maybe only one. There might be a second. And then you also see this in how you lose kinyanim. The whole notion of a kinyan shel yiyush assumes that you could lose your bailos without being makne or being mafgirit. Simply giving up on your control over it is itself a recension of bailos. Just a good nafkamina for this discussion about kinyanim or not kinyanim is Shita of Meir Simcha. In the Chuvos of the Or Sameach, he wants to know what happens if you have a gazlan who steals. A gazlan akum who steals from you. So a gazlan akum has no kinyane gzela. He has no chiyav heishav es gzela shor gazal even. So maybe that's still considered your bailos.
So the opposite,
he has no chiyav hashava. So he has no chiyav hashava on the one hand, but he also has no kinyane gzela. Right, so physically it's not in your rishus, right? It's somewhere else. But that might not be enough to undermine your bailos of or the formality needed for ina b'rishusa. So according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's never, the way he assumes davar pasha. Right, it can still be makdishik because no kinyan exela. The shaila is, what do you say that's not considered near rishus?
So that's high
visa,
high visa.
What? Have a rishus even. Maybe that's the answer. So now maybe it'd also be mechalik between all the different areas of halacha. What do you need? What level of bailos do you need in order to accomplish different things? So just the clearest distinction that we have is the Gemara in Bava Kama, who extends this discussion of Rabbi Yochanan to Harsha. when can I write a harsha to allow somebody else to collect objects from me, or collect a chov from me? So the Gemara has two deos why I can't write a harsha on metatlin shelo bershusi. According to the first day of the Gemara, you can't write a harsha on metatli because in a bershuscha. That's the first day on daf ayin. Second day in the Gemara Bava Kama on daf ayin, you can darmi yamin hadoi lo kasin ruchse metatli de kafre time of the kafre de mechzi kashikra. According to the second day in the Gemara, the reason why you can't write a harsha is only because mechzi kashikra. So Tosos on Daf Ayin there, Tosos the Ramaskah Metatl in the Kaf, right? Tosos has two deos. Tosos says, what's the machlokas in the Gemara? The machlokas in the Gemara about whether the inability to write a harsha is because of Ein Bershusa or whether because of Mechzi Kishikra assumes, or the machlokas is Gufa, how to understand harsha. Is a harsha a minoy shlichus? Or is a harsha a maisa kinyan? What happened? I have Metaltlin and Isaac's Rishus. I want to empower Yosef to be go with Metaltlin for me. So I write him a Harsha. So am I being Makne the Metaltlin and Isaac's Rishus to Yosef such that Isaac can't say to Yosef, La bal dorm di diat? Or am I simply making Yosef a Shliach? And once he's my Shliach, he has power of attorney, so Isaac can't say La bal dorm. So Tosa says, that's telling the days in the Gemara. According to the first day in the Gemara, Harsha is a Kenyan. And if it's in a Bershus, so I can't be Makne. According to the second day in the Gemara, no, the kinyan would be chal. It's just a problem in shlichos. So it says 2 days in the Gemara, 2 days in how to understand how harsha works. The Rashba and Bava Kama daf ayin, he says no. Both days in the Gemara assume that harsha is a ma'isa kinyan. So what's the machlokas between the 2 days? So the Rashba explains it's machlokas between the 2 days is gufa whether or not we're medame hektish to kinyanim. Rabbi Yochanan says, Zinin Hektish. So the first day in the Gemara thought, Hu adin lahakna. The second day in the Gemara thought, no. That's a din miyuchad when it comes to Hektish. Balinyan kinyanim. Even Davar Shena Bershuso is nitam lahakna. So according to Rashba, you have 2 days in the Gemara as to whether or not Ein Bershuso is just a chisaron in Hektish, whether it's also a chisaron in Kinyanim. Now this sheet of the Rashba is Tamua. Because normally we assume Amir Asa Lekvok and Misir Asa Lehejiot is an easier Kinyan to affect than being Makna something into someone else's Rishus. You don't even need a Maisa Kinyan. A lot of Rishonim think, even though you can't be Makna Davar Shel Bal Yolam, you can be Maktish Davar Shel Bal Yolam. So why all of a sudden now are you going to say that Ein Bershuso is a chisaron lahektish, but not a chisaron linen hakna? We're saying the hektish comes out harder to affect. So Talmidei Rashba v'Arash, apparently Yom Bavakama, I didn't see this inside, but this is how we quoted it. So they say because there are some kinyanim are taloy on bailos. So gezev lonis yeshua bailim. So the bailos of the nigzal is fully intact. So linen kinyanim, that's fine. Hektish, either it's purely taloy on rishus or it's Rishus is a necessary condition. So since the Chayfetz is no longer Birshusi, so I can't be Maktish. Even though Linan Kinyonim, I have full Bailos. Why exactly Hektish should be Tali on Rishus may depend on the nature of Amir Asal Gvok and Mr. Asal Hedjo, how you understand that Kinyon. But maybe we'll discuss that next time. So that's the sheet of the Rashba, and that's the interpretation of the Talmid Arash. You have others. That's the distinction between kinyanim and hektish. You have another important distinction when it comes to shalov ein bershuso. The Rambam in Erchin Perek Vav Halacha Chaf Dalid Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan ein michol makdisho. The Rambam in Ma'aser Sheni Perek Tes Halacha Zayin Paskins like the Tznuim. Rabbi Yochanan says Davar Shein Bershuso is not nitan lehektish elakinyan. The Tznuim said you can mechal kedusha even though it's no longer in your rishus. That's the case of Ma'aser Sheni. It's Ma'aser Sheni on a Shnas Hashmita, so it's hefker for everyone to come. They don't know that it's Ma'aser Sheni, so the people are going to come. They're going to take the peiros. They're going to eat them, and they're going to violate the Isser kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni. Ma'aser Sheni is hektish. So the Tznuan said, oh, you can machal the Kedusha, even though it's already Bershus of the people who took them. So the Gemara assumed that Rabbi Yochanan was cholik on the Tznuan. The problem is the Ram Paskin's book. So Ram in Perek Vav, Erchin Paskin, Rabbi Yochanan, Maisha Sheni Perek Tas, Paskin's like the Tznuan. So it seems to be a pretty blatant stira. So the Kesef Mishnah in Maisha Sheni asked the question, how could the Ram and Paskin both? Oh, got my card. So the first distinction offered by the Kesef Mishnah relates to the nature of Maiser Sheni Mamagavoa. The assumption, Pashtus, is that if you hold Maiser Sheni as Mamagavoa, meaning Maiser Sheni is like Hektish, then it's Mamish like Hektish. But the Kesef Mishnah argues, Bulai Das Harav the Shiny Netaravai, Netaravai is the same as Maiser Sheni, just with a Karim. Since Maaser Sheni itself is a whole Chiddush, that what? It's considered Bershus Gav, Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavah, belongs to Hekdesh. It's not yours, you have no Bailus. And yet, for some reason, you have the ability to Machal Maos Maaser, to Machal Kedushas Maaser Sheni onto Maos. It's built in to the whole notion of Kedushas Maaser Sheni that even though you don't have Bailus, because it belongs to Hekdesh, you could still be Machal the Kedusha. So the Torah built in to the whole notion of Kedushas Maaser Sheni that it's Nitan Techilul without Bailus. So if that's the case, the Rambam is going to paskin that with respect to normal Hekdesh, once it's Ein Bershuscha, you can't be Machal. Can't be Makdesh. But with respect to this new din of Kedushas Maaser Sheni that has the rights of Chilul, even though it's not yours, then you're never going to need full Bailos. So even when somebody else takes it, you could still be Mechal the Kedusha. Okay, so it's a Chiddush in the nature of Maaser Sheni Mamun Gavala. Okay? So you have to see the Rav in the Igros HaGrid has a different understanding of Maaser Sheni Mamun Gavala. He tries to prove that Maaser Sheni Mamun Gavala retains the Bailos Shel HaBailim, fully belongs to the Bailam, just the Mandar Maaser Sheni Mamun Gavah holds that it has intrinsic Kedusha. The Kesef Mishnah here is assuming that built into the Maaser Sheni is that it has full Bailus of Hekdesh. It's a special Din Pidyon for the initial Bailam. Since the Bailam was a special Din Pidyon, they could be poda even when it's Biyad, the people who came on the Shemitah year. That's one suggestion. The second suggestion, Odi Yishlom, Mal Dasar Benu, Lodachin Masnizim Yelchisa, So even though the Gemara wanted to equate Hekdesh and Chilul and assume that just like you can't be Makdesh Davashin and Bershuso, you can't be Machal Davashin and Bekdusha. Maybe the Rambam held, for some reason, Lemaskana, the Gemara rejected that analogy. Meaning that the Rambam is going to paskin, in order to create Kedusha, you need Bailos and Rishus. In order to Machal Kedusha, you don't need Bailos and Rishus. So those are two possible suggestions. Fundamentally, why the Rambam distinguishes between Maaser Sheni and regular Hekdesh. The Shilta Giborim B'Metzia and Daf Gimel Beis in the Dape Rif, he also asks a stira on the Rambam, and he suggests that the reason why the Rambam allows the Chilul to be effective in Maaser Sheni is a special Takanas Chachamim. The Chachamim are metakin that you can mechal, even though Midaraisa it's not chal. The Chachamim said it should be chal so that the Tznuin don't get, so that the people who are Gove, the Peros Shmita, shouldn't get messed over without knowing that it's Kedusha. So Mikra didn't, doesn't work, but they're metakin that it should. Now you also find
this is by the fact that the Gemara he means just by Shemitah and not by the rest of the year. I mean, the Gemara says explicitly that we don't care about how the rest of the year.
No,
that's not how he understands. V'afshar lomer divide medina kol sheina b'shusala mati mechalel. About Mishnah, Snuin he takanta kadeshali adam nichshalach al perosh einan mechulalin. And Mishum hachi afkeinu rabbanon leperos, Mishus hamalakdin kadeshali yonichshalim vukin debrishus bailim kadesh yuchal lechalal. So it's a hefker, bezin hefker on the bailus of the people who took it.
Where is he getting? I mean, it doesn't really answer the steer for the Rambam. I mean, the Gemara still assumes that the Snuin is not in the rabbanon.
It's a kasha in the Gemara, but he's saying the reason why the Rambam, even though the Gemara. Passing the Midaraisa, there's a chiluk, there's no chiluk.
Okay.
The Rambam's mechalek because Midrabana and there goes there, hefker bezin hefker that you still have bailus, nor other people aren't messed over. That's the way he learns. So shulta gibor medav gimel, ready? That's all he says. Now you also find two interesting chilukim, not just in terms of the different areas of halacha, not just chilukim between kinyan and hektish, and ma'aser sheni lin and chilul and kedushas hektish, or chilul and hektish, or because the gzera d'rabanan. You also find chilukim within the ma'aser of hektish itself, the ktsos and kufyat zayin, sifkatan beis. So he paskins that you never need rishus for kachim mizbeach. If you bring makdish something to kachim mizbeach, even if it's shalom bershuscha, the hektish is going to be chal gamri. The only time you need rishus is for kachim bedek habayis. Because for kachim bedek habayis, that's a kind of transition of bailus. You merely need rishus. But just to be mechel kedushas hacheftza of kedushim mizbeach, so you don't need rishus bechlal. The Yushalmi in Bikurim in Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, has an interesting discussion on the Gabi Truma. Linyan hektish and akna, you need rishus. What about linyan shuma? To be korei shame on shuma. So if someone steals your teva, could you still be korei shame? So what are the requirements for truma distinct from hektish and maaser sheni? There's another fascinating question. There's two more points, then we'll close. There's another fascinating question. What's the chisaron of davar shena b'rishuso? What didn't go into effect? So Shizma Kabetzis and Bava Kama on Daf Lamed Gimel has a bomb chiddush, according to Rush, Shem the Ramah, apparently, what we mean that the Hekesh isn't Chal is that it's not Chal Miyad. But once the Gazlan gives it back to you, once you retain ownership on the Chayfetz, then the Hekesh is Chal. It's a Moridika Chiddush. According to Shizma Kabetzis, what happens is that in a bershuso is a chisaron in the chalos going into effect, but the ma'isa hektish is chal. Just it can't be chal. The ma'isa is totally fine. It just it can't go into effect until it's in rishus. That means that rishus is not a t'nai in the ma'isa hektish. Rishus is a t'nai in the actual transition, in the kviya of the chalos of the hektish. So mele, once it comes back into rishus, the hektish is going to be chal gamri. There's another interesting question which has to be assessed, and that is, do you combine the Eino Shelo of the Ganav with the Eino Rishusa? In other words, could you combine the Shelo of the Nigzal with the Rishusa of the Ganav?
You
were
both
Makdish. Yeah. Let's say they're both Makdish, or they both consensually agree to be Makdish, or you're being Makne the Chayfetz from the Nignav to the Gazlan. So what I say that since you have both Rishus and Bailus between the Ganav and the Nigzal, but I say that it's Chal.
They come up together and say
unclear. Unclear. Well, in the Mechira case, it's easier to understand. In the Mechira case, you're the Ganav and I'm Machna to you. Right?
You could say
So the Beis Shmuel
depends on the Shita.
What?
Meaning, even if you say that.
No, but even within the Shita, it's still a Shiloh. About being mitzarif, rishus, and bailos.
Can you just say it's possible that if the nigzal wanted to be like makdish the item, and then the gazan then wanted to be makdish the item, wouldn't then let it go through?
I mean separately, maybe.
Well then.
Right then. I mean his question, not the Bishmul's, not the shaila itself. Yossi's kasha about whether or not you need to vasachas. That might be totally on Shimon Kabetzis. That's a good point. I thought you were asking about whether the tzir for Vershuyos, because I think the tzir for Vershuyos is still an objective question. This one's in a Shalom, this one's in a Vershuso. So who said you could combine a weakened Vershus with a weakened Bailus? So the Beis Shmuel in Evan Ezer, Simon Chaf Ches, Sivkan Tez Zayin, so he thinks that you could. He thinks if you have a consensus between the Nigzal and the Ganav, or the Nigzal is trying to be Machnet to the Gazlan, then it would be Chal. That's a tremendous Chiddush. That assumes that Bailos could be bifurcated. And the Kishem that it could be bifurcated, it could also be reunited. Meaning, when you tear it down the middle, so you could just put it back together. So as long as you have these two elements, you don't need these two elements together. As long as you have Bailos and Rishus, you could combine to say that the hektish, the chifetz is kadosh. So I assume in Shir we're going to go over these points. But is it a din in the ma'isa?
What? Did we answer that question? It does work.
Beis Shmuel thinks it works. It's a big chiddush though. It's the big chiddush thinks it works. And the next couple of shumers, I think, assume we're going to discuss these chilukim a little bit. Chilukim between, let's say they both agree, chilukim at the ma'isa versus the chalos, shinu kabetzes, and our other chilukim between kach mizbech and kach bet kabayis. And then we're going to discuss differences between pikadon with rishos, pikadon shelo rishos, the balamora and the ramban and baba kama. The differences between milva alpe and milva bishtar. And the differences between Aveda and Pikado.
I'm sure we'll finish it.
What?
I'm sure
we'll finish it. Yeah, and we'll see, and we'll see if indeed we'll be finished.
Yes, you're
really
the
final.
Thanks, Tay, for the cleanup.